This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Welcome to the Insight Podcast. I'm Chris Forbes, your host. We have today a conversation with two Enid pastors who are going to be talking to us. You know, Oklahoma Baptists are known for their partnership in ministry, but today we're going to talk to two pastors who took their partnership to a new level by merging their congregations. So, looking forward to hearing this story, and I think you'll enjoy and be inspired by it. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be there.
Well, let's before we dig down into the merger and all those things that y'all are doing, and I don't know if that's the term y'all use or not, merger. But can you tell a story about your two congregations before you guys got together?
You bet. Why don't you go first, Steve? Kind of tell it.
Well, Calvary had been around since 1930, and in its heyday in the 60s, ran about 400 Sunday school, 500 worship. And since that time, it had been in a slow, steady decline. When the COVID hit, shut us down. And when we reopened dramatically differently. We were much younger. Almost all of our senior adults stayed in the safe at home. And our church, therefore, looked a lot younger. It was also a lot smaller. Unfortunately, with our seniors staying home, many of them stayed faithful in their giving. But some of them started watching programs and religious preachers on TV and started shifting their giving to some of those ministries. Hmm. So when we opened, there were a whole lot of positives. We were able to change some things and become more contemporary, which we hadn't been able to do before, but also we had to do it with a whole lot less financial resources.
Right.
After a while, we stabilized and our people were happy, and we actually started slightly growing, but slightly is not much. Mm-hmm. I remember being in my study on a Monday morning, and the Sunday before had been a fine Sunday. I wasn't depressed, but in my heart, I started feeling a very strong feeling, an unsettled feeling, like it doesn't need to stay this way. And I began asking the Lord, what? And the Holy Spirit put it in my heart and mind that I should consider contacting Pastor Kevin, who I knew from the association, and I knew of the new church, Open Door, and talk about some kind of a merger. Well, that kind of blew my mind. I was very uncertain. I didn't know anybody else that had ever done it, and I had never had any personal experience being a part of that. So I really didn't know how to do it. So for several days, another thing I also thought was Open Door had gone from a few people starting in a living room about 3 years ago to a healthy, solid church running 200 plus. And our church had stabilized, but we didn't need to mess up what God was doing with Open Door in my thinking. And we didn't need to mess. If what I was thinking was wrong, we didn't need to muddy the waters for Calvary, because that might just send us over the edge.
Let's do this. Before we go into the details of the merger, I think we're getting close to that right now. I want to hear a little bit of the story, and I know a little bit of it because of Open Door was one of our church plants, but let's set the stage a little bit more. Can you tell where you guys were and where your head was at before the merger?
Yeah. So we were at a place where, We were really just praying about what was next. That's probably the best way to say it. Healthy, slowly growing, excited, but knowing that we needed something to change, and so we had been saving money, and we were gonna try to buy land. We found some land, but we just did not have a piece about purchasing it, And so we had just kind of come out of a time in our leadership where we were like, hey, let's just table it. is just pray and let's let God do his thing. If he wants us to buy land, he'll give us peace about it, you know? And so we were just at a place where we just decided, hey, we're just going to focus on being healthy and we'll just kind of leave the future in God's hands and he'll lead us wherever. And then, you know, a couple months after that is I get this call from Steve that I never would have dreamed would have happened, you know, and we knew each other like, but we didn't know each other real well. And so, right. Kind of all started with this cup of coffee. I think coffee changes the world and didn't.
So, yes. I think I saw someone on the internet that the coffee was invented and then the Reformation happened.
I believe
maybe there's a connection. I don't know.
Yeah.
Certainly drink a lot of coffee. I don't know how the donut figures in, but it's somewhere in there probably, right? So how did you get to the conclusion that somehow this group must somehow form a family, if I may quote the Brady Bunch here? How did you guys, like, you know, kind of initially you, Pastor Steve, you said you felt a leading of the Lord and asking, you know, Kevin, what do you think? And then Kevin's like, okay, he's got this, you know, he's called me and let's have coffee. Talk about that coffee time.
That was a big deal. That meeting, I went into it uncertain, wondering how Kevin would respond and not knowing for sure what God was doing. Mm-hmm. And I told him that. And I did say to him in that coffee meeting, that first meeting, that, hey, we don't need to do this if God's not doing this. Mm-hmm. We don't need to mess with Open Door, Calvary. So, and Kevin, to me, reacted, he'll have to talk about his own feelings, but to me, as we were working our way through this first conversation, I know it was awkward, but I was just saying, well, what do you think about thinking about praying about the possibility of doing something? And Kevin, what do you think could be? And I named off two or three things. One of them was a merger. Another was sharing the building, two different congregations, one building. And there was something else that I don't remember. It wasn't a very good idea. But I just thought I'd toss it out because we Baptists do things in threes. Yeah. And he said, well, I know that you don't know, but what do you think would be the best? And I said, well, a merger. And I think that's where he was. But that's how we kind of got, from my point of view, that's how we kind of got into the conversation.
Yeah. I think that was a long conversation. A lot went into it. And I think part of it was we just wanted to see if we were like-minded. And so we talked about theology. We talked about our past ministry experiences. We talked about missions. We talked about, you know, our community. We talked about a lot of stuff just to kind of make sure we're on the same page, you know, and we realized pretty quickly that we had a lot in common, you know,
right.
And really, we really liked hanging out with each other too. And it may have started off a little awkward because we just didn't know how it was going to go, but it turned into really fun and kind of mind-blowing conversation that led us to the point where we both kind of walked away and said, I'm going to talk to my elders and our staff, and I want you to do the same thing. And let's just pray and let's get back together in a week or so. And it just started we started getting breakfast together once a week and we just talked and we would meet with our people and then we would meet together and we just kind of kept doing that. That was kind of how the process started.
Yeah. You know, I know from church plants, they usually have very kind of strong DNA already kind of built in to their launch. And then here you have this church from the 30s, this legacy church with a great tradition, you know, an important church in the life of Southern Baptists here in Oklahoma. And, you know, there's a lot of history there. You know, so seeing these two groups together, what are some of the challenges that y'all faced that you had to kind of work through?
I think for me, we were at a place as a church where this to Steve, we wanted to invite them to join us is kind of what it kind of ended up, that's maybe the best way to say it, but like we kind of used the term that we wanted to adopt Calvary into our church. And so we, how it actually ended up happening was that, you know, before we even moved into this building or anything, Calvary was a part of our church at our rented site for the whole summer before we even merged together in this building that we're sitting in right now. But yeah, it was a process. And I think that was an important part of it for them, for the Calvary people to see who we are and to experience church over there, you know, before we came into this building, I think, I don't know. But it was, I think that the people of Calvary were excited for what God was doing in Open Door. And I think, I mean, to me, it was a beautiful transition. And there wasn't a ton of conflict or anything like that. It was actually really smooth. And both sides, we got together, both sides, like both of our leadership teams got together, and we kind of hashed out everything. And it wasn't, there's no yelling. We just talked it all out. And there, you know, Calvary Baptist Church prayed and voted and decided that the best thing to do was to close the doors of Calvary and to allow Open Door to adopt their congregation. And it's been a blessing for both sides, you know. Mm-hmm.
Pastor Steve, what were some of the challenges you remember?
Well, I'm not trying to be hyper spiritual. I'm being very sincere. The Holy Spirit, shockingly to me, came in and made things happen extraordinarily fast for a traditional church with a traditional setup. From the first thought in my study on a Monday morning to the vote to merge by Calvary was almost exactly 8 weeks. And that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And how that happened was, as Pastor Kevin mentioned, we would meet and go talk to our leadership. He with his elders. I went through I went through the personnel, the finance, and the deacons, got them all together. And he would go talk to his bunch. I talked to this group. I went to the church and said, hey, can we call these three teams a leadership team, a transition team, to talk about this? And the church voted the first time unanimously to do that. Now, as we process, a lot of our people, not a lot, but some of our people that had decades-long ties to Calvary, the way it had been, became personally uncomfortable, like, well, you mean we're not going to call it Calvary? The answer was no. From the beginning, it was, we're going to be absorbed in Open Door. It's going to be Open Door Church. They're going to come. We're going to be one and all that. And I remember in the final meeting where we voted to merge, the wives of one of our deacons stood up and said, for years, we've been praying for kids. We've been praying for workers. We've been praying for life. We've been praying for much more people. And it didn't happen the way we thought, where we would work it with the Holy Spirit into being.
Right.
This is exactly answering and fulfilling all of our dreams and answering all those prayers. And, you know, that's how God does. You pray this and God says, sure, I'm going to answer that prayer this way. And that's what he did for us. And some people, also, they're two very different churches. We were blended music. They're pure contemporary. I personally love the leadership style. With a new church, you set it up to be much more efficient, streamlined. Communication is faster, better. And it's so much less cumbersome to make decisions.
Right.
And the great thing, that part of it, has been very much welcomed by our former leadership of Calvary, now members of Open Door. I don't know. There were a lot of tears of joy when we took the summer, we renovated the property here, and then we reopened here September 19th.
Sounds right.
people that were there were just overwhelmed with joy. It was a packed house, and they just said, this is what we've been dreaming of the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the analogy you used of adopting the other church, and that's a loaded term with Open Door Church. There's a lot. We did a podcast several months ago about the culture of adoption that exists there, and when you adopt, you love the child. You don't,
right?
They don't become somebody else. And it sounds like the Lord, the Holy Spirit, just put the best of Calvary together with Open Door, and brought y'all together on this. What are the surprises you've seen? There's a new entity coming. There's Open Door has changed. Calvary is merged in. A new entity is formed, a new body of Christ functioning together. What have been the surprises that you've seen or things that you've noticed happening in your church?
There's been a bunch. I'll mention a couple, and then I'm sure Steve has some too. But I think I don't think I realized that having a 7 days a week facility would help us. I just didn't think that would be a big deal, but it has really helped us in a lot of ways. And I think there's people that kind of still weren't taking us seriously as a church because we didn't have a building, which sounds stupid, but I just think it's true. So we had a lot of people that we've been building relationships with, praying for, inviting for 3 years. And then we open up here, and then there they are. And we're like, what? Why didn't you come the last 3 years? But here we are. Oh, well, you know? And so that was kind of surprising to me. We have kind of doubled in size since we opened up in this building, to the point where what we're talking about right now is we're about to start 2 services. We can't fit in the room anymore. And good problems, you know? But yeah, I don't think I was ready for a literal doubling of the church. There's so many people in this community, like in this neighborhood, that need a church home. And I think when we repainted the whole church white, and so it was like this bright lighthouse in this community, you can't miss it. Like, it's just really bright. And so I think people saw the new name on the sign and the white church, and people just come. So that's about you.
Well, the very rapid growth shocked and surprised me for sure. Pastor Kevin and the elders asked me to come on board bivocationally with small groups and a couple other responsibilities. And all of a sudden, small groups, when you grow by nearly 200 in a few months, you don't have near enough small groups.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden I'm going, oh my goodness, we need to more than double the number of small groups we have. So as Pastor Kevin said, it's good problems, but the surprise, the numerical growth was a big surprise. I'm also going to say that me and my people that came from Calvary into Open Door were surprised at the aggressive love of the Open Door membership and leadership towards us. I mean, opened their arms and took us into their hearts. And it's been a very wonderful thing. It's really wonderful.
It must be really special to have, after all those years, be praying for children to be roaming the halls of the church, to have that place full again with kids and people of all ages interacting, and probably rooms that hadn't been used for small group gatherings now being used again. Is that right?
Not just used, but full.
Seriously. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but yes, specifically yes. Yeah.
You've grown numerically from where the church Open Door was before. beyond just the number of the ones that merged in?
Yes. Yes. I think, I mean, there was a certain amount of people that came from Calvary. And then when we moved into this building, I think everyone was excited about the opening and invited their friends too. I think I was a part of it. But I think people from the neighborhood started coming, and I think there's people that hadn't gone to Calvary in 10 or 15, a long time.
10, 15 years.
Yeah. Right. But then they were like, oh, what's going on? And they came and have, joined our church too. So it's just been really crazy. Honestly, it's a movement of God. There's no other way to say it.
Wow. Wow. That's great.
Well, from that came that used to go to Calvary were like our youth. And they would come, then they'd graduate, and they would go away. We didn't have the music and the culture that would continue to appeal to them to stay. Mm. And many of them didn't go to church anywhere else. They just fell away. And then with the news about, hey, what's going on with Calvary? It's no more. And the white paint and the physical and the practical. And then they come in, and it's a church that's predominantly 20, 30, 40 year olds and their kids, they're going, that's us. And all of a sudden, this is their kind of church. And that's been great.
It's cool.
Talk about the personality of the church. How is it different from, like, if you look at both of your churches together, how you describe, and I'm going to stop calling it both your churches because it's one church now. It's a habit. I'm sorry. But what is the personality of Open Door now? Has it transitioned to anything?
I don't think our culture has changed or our personality necessarily. I think it does feel like we have a home. I don't know. It's weird that a building did that, but it does feel like, oh man, I have my place where I park. I don't know. People just kind of have enjoyed, because we have never had that. You know what I mean? Like we've been a nomadic kind of church with, everything we do is in a home or in this rented space, and we have a trailer. To now it's like you come to a place during the week, and it's just kind of, it feels good for us, I guess. And so, I do think that our culture, we've maintained our culture. In fact, I think we're figuring out who we are a little better in some ways. One of the things that we've talked about a lot is we were sort of struggling right before all this at Open Door, knowing what our mission in this specific community is, like in our city. We were in a side of town where there wasn't needs really. There wasn't as many needs. And so we were kind of like going, okay, how do we love this city? And we're in this area that doesn't have many needs. And this church location is right in the middle of downtown where there are more needs. And so it's helping us know how to reach our whole city. And like, that's one of the things that we've kept saying lately is just, we do want to be a church for the whole city. All people, all races, all income levels. Like this is who we want to be, a church that anybody that lives in Eden could come to. And that being here has really helped us with that. It's really helped us be a church for all people, and we kind of couldn't do that where we were at. We didn't know that. We didn't know what the lid was. And I think some of it was, and God knew, we just needed to be right here in this neighborhood, joined together with Calvary. I mean, this is what we needed. This is exactly what it took to be able to reach all people here in Enid, I think. So God knows.
I'll say this, and this is a rabbit. I know that one of the things that Pastor Kevin and his original leadership from Open Door missed the most is every week setting up and tearing down 250 chairs, putting it all up, all the sound, all the equipment, all that. I know they missed that.
Oh, yeah. So bad. No. I think part of our people actually had a hard time transitioning to not, having those roles of setting up and tearing down. So we've had to really work to find their new place of serving, having a building, and I think we're getting there. I think a lot of those people are finding their places, but it was a really big transition for our church to have a physical location. But it's been really good too.
Yeah, I was thinking that might be an issue where, you know, if moving all the chairs was your job and you don't need to move chairs, you need a new job in the church and, you know, you want to contribute and finding that space. Talk about pastoral ministry. How you guys, you know, have a lot of experience combined together in pastoral ministry. What's the pastoring of this congregation look like as you partner together?
I would just say I didn't know we needed Steve. Like, seriously, I didn't know that we had a gap in our leadership as a staff, but we have needed him. We've needed his wisdom, his years of ministry experience. Steve always leads a Bible study for our staff, and it's like my favorite thing ever when he does that, because he hears from God and he brings a message to our staff that's always exactly what we need. Steve is such a good connector in our church. I bet he meets 50 people every week and just runs all over the place. He's such a people person and just has really helped carry the load of ministry. Like, we just needed another pastor that knows how to be a pastor, and he's awesome at it. And so Steve's role has really been a lot when it comes to small groups and pastoral care and those kinds of things, which was kind of an area that, with all this crazy growth, we really needed help. And so he's just kind of stepped right into that really naturally. He's done that for years, and he's just a really good shepherd too, I think, of people. We were talking about that earlier, but I think it's been great to have Steve on staff. I think for me, it's allowed me to be a little more focused in some areas where I needed to be more focused too. And so been awesome. I don't know. What do you think about it?
I agree. I agree with all the nice things he said about me. No, that's
true.
Pastor Kevin is a great leader and a great practical Bible teacher. One of the things our people love the most is when they get done with a sermon, they've got a lot of things that they can take Monday morning. Pastor Kevin stresses being a contributor, not just a consumer. And when it comes to the pastoral staff and my role, Chris, from the time I was a teenage boy with no religious background, and I got saved and I got called in the ministry at the same time, ended up going to OBU, and God has mostly left me in Oklahoma since. It surprised me that about 23 years ago, God took me from being a minister of education, working with evangelism, outreach, and discipleship, took me from that to be a senior pastor. And I believe that a quarter century ago, well, really before the foundation of the earth, God just had in mind this unusual journey for me personally, where he would train me to be a senior pastor and then put me at Calvary waiting for the day and the time that Open Door would be ready for us to merge. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm not a guy that puts myself down, and hopefully I'm not cocky, but I would always think, you know something, I love preaching. I love being a senior pastor. I love it. But I always thought I was better, more effective as by being an associate pastor. And when this happened, I'm going, really, God?
Took you up on.
That's my little bit of story for your question. But I love the staff that I stepped into. I admire the team that Pastor Kevin and the Lord have put together. And I'm so honored to be a part of it. It's a joy. I cannot wait for Sundays to come to church. And then I can't wait for the week to go out and spread the teaching of family, my own life, and in my marketplace.
So what's ahead? So the next year, you got any ministry strategies you guys are going to do together now that you're a new church?
I think, of course, we're working on in January going to two services, which is a pretty big transition for us as well. And then we're also trying to grow small groups like we talked about. But I think we're really praying about just God's leadership in us knowing how to, I can't talk for some reason, sorry, knowing how to love our community right around us, knowing how to love this neighborhood. And Steve and Calvary already had some relationships with people right around in here. We just kind of jumped right in on that. There's a middle school right across the street, and we've been getting coats for them this past week. And we're trying to keep those relationships going and really figure out what our place is here, right here in this neighborhood downtown. And, I think missions got really hard when COVID hit, local missions. And of course, overseas missions is like a big question mark, you know, for a lot of people right now. So I think those are the things that we're really praying about. Like, what does that look like for Open Door Church right now? And we're just really praying for God to lead us into those things. But yeah, I think, we are expecting, God to keep moving, and we're adjusting and just really getting ready for more growth. I mean, I really believe that's where we're headed, and and that's not a cocky thing. That's like God's doing that, and we're just kind of along for the ride. The thing that Steve said from our first coffee time that stuck with me, and I agree with him. He just said, because it was going so quick, this whole thing is just this whole merger and adoption and whatever has gone so quick. He just said, man, I just feel like we're riding a wave. And I feel the same way. We just, this is God's doing. This is not because we're awesome. We are just regular old guys that love Jesus, you know, and he's allowing us to be a part of this amazing thing. And we're really grateful. So,
any other thoughts?
No,
we plumb the depth of everything. Yes. I'm sure it's really only just beginning. Maybe there's a lot of questions that'll come out. I've seen pictures of your building and looking forward to sometime coming by and seeing it. It's beautiful. Looks sort of like kind of reminds me of Normandy or a French farmhouse or something, the way you got the white paint.
Hey, once we painted our building white, a medical complex a few blocks away did theirs are white.
I noticed that. Right over here.
Over here, then theirs white. We're going.
We're trying to get.
Yeah,
this.
We're a trendsetter.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Excited to hear about and think about the future of Open Door Church in Enid. And God bless you and all that you're doing together.
Hey, Chris, I just want to say thank you for your investment in Open Door Church, too. At the beginning, you were part of my training and just a person that really encouraged me. So a lot of what's going on here is it really goes back to you, too. So thank you for your investment in me. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate that. And I'm just continue to pray and proud of all of what y'all are doing together. And I want to thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find more just like it at our website at baptistmessenger.com, or you can search for us wherever you download podcasts. Just search for Baptist Messenger and you're sure to find us. And while you're at baptistmessenger.com, be sure to stop by and subscribe to the print edition of our newspaper. We mail it to your house for free, and it always has articles that you won't find online. Thanks again, and God bless.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com or your preferred podcast platform. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.